The thing about not being a drinker is that when you do, you forget why you don't. Everything seems so easy, so fun, so possible. As a shy girl, being forward doesn't come naturally, especially when I feel a bit overwhelmed sitting at the bar and getting some attention, but I have no idea exactly how to navigate it. That's why I really don't go out. That's why I don't really drink. I find comfort in my space. So even though I have entertained some small talk, I keep my head down, nurse my Jack and Coke, and try to look confident, even though I feel like I'm drowning. That is, until I hear a small laugh coming from a soothing voice. It's deep, sensual. I instantly feel warm, drunker than I ought to be after just a few sips. And why am I all of a sudden flushed? After half an hour of listening to the voice intently, I muster up the courage to lift my head and turn to the sound that is making me feel a bit dizzy. And when I do, I lock eyes. With you. Normally, I can't make eye contact longer than 3 seconds, but for some reason, I can't look away. We hold each other's gazes, and for a moment, I see what could be. A small smile slips past your lips, and you slowly approach. I don't look away, but I don't smile back. I can't help but feel intoxicated by you, by my drink, by what the night could bring. My whole body feels alive for the first time in a long time. You put yourself in between me and a group of men who've been talking to me off and on, creating a barrier I didn't realize I had been craving. You lean in close to my ear and whisper, "You look like you could use some good company. Mind if I cut in for a bit?" The smile on your face is a true one, one that doesn't look anything like the forced smile I put on my lips every day. It's a smile that reaches your eyes, eyes that have me flustered, eyes that are actually looking at me, eyes I'm scared that can truly see me. "And is that what you are? Good company?" I answer back, sounding way more confident than I actually am on the inside, my tone of voice taking its naturally bratty tone, while inside, I'm ready to surrender to you. Your smile gets bigger, more goofy, more perfect. Your answer to me is very quick. I've never had any complaints, but something in those puppy dog eyes tell me I'm in for an honest critic of my skills. Go easy on me. Don't hurt my ego too much, okay? A fire lights inside me. You're not the only one who loves a challenge, so before I even think better of it, I mutter, "I'm too clumsy to be around fragile masculinity." You stare at me, quiet. Too quiet. I see your eyes traveling all over me, slowly taking me all in, as if you're seeing me for the first time. They linger, causing heat to travel with them. I'm just about to apologize out of nervous habit when I hear you break out in a fit of laughter. That laughter is music to my ears. "Wow, you're a clever girl, aren't you? I like a quick wit." Little do you know what that compliment does to me. I internally melt. I scrunch my nose and take a moment and look away, trying not to let you see me blush, but also trying not to look too interested. Drinks completely forgotten at this point, we sit and banter back and forth for the next hour. The cat and mouse game we are playing only makes my body more flushed, more needy. The night is winding down, and the feeling of my time with you in my presence ending shortly looms over me like a dark rain cloud. And I think you even notice a shift in me. As everything closes down, you walk me to my car. We sit and say our polite goodbyes. You ask if I'm okay with you reaching out to me, and I give you my phone number. Time is moving too fast. Can't time slow down? Can't time understand that my body and mind haven't been this invested in anyone or anything in a long time? What breaks up my thoughts is the thunder above, not from the cloud looming over me because our time has come to an end, but actual thunder from actual clouds. And the next thing I know, it starts raining. My inner monologue is actually laughing at how time and the universe could really give a fuck less about me and my needs. Your voice brings me back to reality as you say you better get going, and I agree. We both don't need to be sitting in a storm. With one last intoxicating smile from you, and a shy one from me, you open my car door, and after I get in, you shut it carefully, and you say loud over the rain, "Make sure you lock yourself in and put on your seatbelt, clever girl." I smirk and roll my eyes, animated enough for you to see through my window, getting one last laugh from your gorgeous lips, lips I will be thinking about all night when I make it home. I just sit in silence for a moment, gathering my thoughts. Should I let you go? Do you feel it too, this aching need? It can't just be me, can it? The one drink I had is to blame for me doing something so uncharacteristic of me. At least that's what I'm telling myself. I sigh loudly, and I'm just about to get out of my car to go after something I can't let slip away, when I hear a knock on my passenger window. I jump a bit from being surprised and look across to see you. You're soaking wet at this point, your hair hanging over your eyes. You look defeated and a bit stressed. I unlock the door and you silently slip into the passenger seat. You keep your head down. I'm thinking of what could be so wrong, waiting for you to say something, and yet you say nothing. Are you okay? Is something wrong with your car? I finally ask, worry evident in my voice. No, my car's fine. You're short with me and on edge. I nervously laugh and sarcastically say, oh, is this the part where you're actually a serial killer and you end my life? Because if so, me too. And what are the odds there would be two of us here hunting tonight? I use my elbow to nudge you and try to get you to soften up. You finally look at me. Heat in your eyes, but an entertained smile on your lips. We will address that comment later, because what the actual fuck, clever girl. But I couldn't leave without one thing. I need to kiss you. So let me. Let me kiss you. Need lights my entire body. This is what I wanted. What I was about to go after. Except, I don't just want a sweet kiss. I don't want polite. I want uncontrollable desire. So what I do next is something I'll blame on the one drink of alcohol I had too. I climb over to the passenger side and straddle your lap. I tangle my fingers in your hair and tilt your head back. And that's when I notice your eyes are darkened with desire. A small flush has graced your face, your breath already heavy. Is that you asking? Because when most people want something, they normally throw in a please. So say it. Say it, menina linda. Say it, and I'm yours. I tease, tracing my fingertips over your lips and down your neck, softly grasping it so you don't break eye contact. The smirk you give me oozes confidence when you say, just this once. I'm not normally one to beg. That will be you here in a moment. Once I say it, your fate is sealed. You will be mine. Not that you aren't already. You don't think I didn't notice the heat reading from your body anytime I leaned in a little too close? You're no mystery to me. I see you. And with the final word, I will have you. So, clever girl, please, let me kiss you. My lips lock on yours before you can finish. The ache your words cause unbearable. You instantly wrap your hands around my waist and press me harder into your growing cock. A whimper slipping past my lip from the contact. Words are lost at this point. Maybe there just isn't any need for them right now. Your body and mind just naturally go in sync with one another. My fingers tighten in your hair and tug, eliciting a moan to slip past your lips onto mine. Your hands slipping up my thighs, pushing my skirt up. Your fingers playing with the edge of my panties, torturing me with the touch you know I need. My breath coming out in hard pants as I break our kiss and look down at where your fingers are. My body shivering with need. Say please, pretty girl. I bet you're so cute when that clever mouth of yours is begging. I can tell you're ready to surrender. Your thighs are shaking. Your voice is much deeper than it was, laced with your own need. I grind against you, your cock rubbing against me. Your free hand grips my thigh tight enough to leave a mark I'll proudly wear tomorrow. Fuck. Say please right now. I have to touch you. I can't wait. Your desperation fuels my own fire. My pussy is already begging for your touch. So finally, I moan out pathetically, please. Touch my needy cunt. Please. The relief once your finger slips past the barrier of my panties is evident for both of us. Both of our moans get lost in the sounds of the rain coming down harder, seemingly to match our growing aches. Soaked, clever girl. You slip a finger inside my wet pussy. Fuck. And so tight. I'm going to ruin you. Your eyes are completely serious, and I believe you. I already feel like a mess, desire soaking the inside of my thighs, only proving it further. I need you. That's all I'm able to muster, but it's also the simple truth. Your fingers are exploring my pussy like you never want to forget a single detail, and it's my undoing. I could sit here and have you touch me forever, but I'm also fighting with the feeling of it not being enough. My hands travel down your chest to the button of your pants, clumsily undoing them. My hands shaking from my nerves and my need when I feel your hands covering mine. I look up with a blush on my face, thinking you want me to stop, thinking you don't want this. I start moving my hands away when you give them a squeeze. Your brain is working a mile a minute. I can see it in your eyes. And I also know that what you're thinking is completely wrong. Quiet that smart mind and listen to my words. I need you to. desperately. From the second I saw you across the bar, you were going to be mine. And now you are. But if you want me to wait, we can. I'll make you come with my fingers and your pretty needy pussy, and we can go home. I'll call you tomorrow, we can go on a date, do cute shit, and then after that date, or after 100 more, I'll eventually bury my hard cock deep inside what's mine. I just want you to be sure about me, about this. I try to comprehend what you're saying to me, but the look on your face is distracting. The confidence you hold has fallen a bit. You definitely don't look insecure, but you looked concerned. Are you concerned you scared me off? Or that I don't want this? I let out a shaky sigh and lean in, kissing you softly, carefully, giggling before whispering against your lips. I want you to take what's yours. And after that, I might consider a date with you. But we'll see. I want this. Actually, it's not a want. It's a need. Et persiste ti. Relief falls over you, the way the rain is falling out of the dark night sky. My hands going back to your pants, steadier than they were previously. You lift your hips up so we can both pull them down just enough, your breath following with them, your hard cock straining between us. I moan softly to myself and self-consciously lick my lips. You can't look at my cock like that and lick those pouting lips. I'm just a man, pretty girl, and I don't want to embarrass myself before I earn that date. Your tone is half teasing but half serious. My body that's tense from how badly I need you to fuck me actually relaxes a little from your words, comfort engulfing me like a warm embrace. I'm sorry. Your cock is just so beautiful to look at. I wrap one of my hands around you and slowly stroke up, a drop of pre-cum already leaking from your tip. I bet you taste even better. And your beautiful thick cock is going to stretch out my tight cunt until I'm overflowing. Isn't that right, Menina Lindo? Fuck. Your pretty mouth is filthy, too. You might be the one to wreck me. You wrap one of your hands over mine and we give your cock another stroke. Your thighs shake under me. Okay, enough of that right now. We'll do that more next time. Are you ready to take me, clever girl? The sticky mess coating me in your thighs says you are. And the way my cock is throbbing says that I am. But I need you to use your words, pretty girl. I'm ready, I say without hesitation. I need you now. Don't make me wait anymore, please. I'll be a good girl and take every inch of your thick cock, please. I promise, please. I know I'm begging, and I know I sound pathetic, but the girl who cared about not needing anyone is long gone at this moment. Right now, I need to be filled. I need to be consumed. I need to be owned. The next thing I feel is the head of your cock rubbing against my wet pussy, spreading the moisture, sliding against my swollen clit. A loud whimper escapes my lips with a very desperate, please don't tease me. Your lips collide with mine when you lift my hips up, slowly guiding me down your throbbing cock, stopping halfway, giving me time to adjust. My dazed eyes lock with yours, taking in your beautiful face. Your eyes are just as glazed over as mine, your jaw clenched. I move my hands and place them on your chest, your hands leaving my hips and covering mine, squeezing them, letting me decide when I'm ready to take more of you. The quiet reassurance has me sinking down until I'm fully seated on your lap. My whole body shivering, my pussy slowly stretching around you, hard pants and soft whimpers slipping past my lips. Oh, fuck. I can feel your needy cunt clenching my cock so tight, so perfect, so mine. You're like heaven. Your words come out in between needy moans. I lift my hips up and sink back down on you, slowly starting to move, finding a rhythm that suits us both. But soon the steady rhythm is forgotten, turning into my hips grinding against you while you thrust your cock deep inside me. Desperate sounds coming from both of us, then you quickly turning uncontrollable. All too soon, my body tenses, my thighs shaking, my orgasm quickly approaching, desperate pleas slipping past my lips, not sure what I'm even begging for anymore. Is it too much or not enough? God damn, you're about to come, clever girl. I can feel your pussy fluttering around me. You're so close. You wrap your hand around my waist, holding me tight, so I take every hard thrust inside me, while the other hand slides between us, your fingers dancing on my clit. Oh, fuck. Don't stop. I'm gonna come for you. Please, can I come? I ask. Yes. Come right now. Fuck. I'm gonna fill your pretty pussy. Claim you, because you're mine, pretty girl. Mine to use. Mine to own. Fuck. Fuck, fuck. I'm coming too, you shout. Your moan's getting as loud as mine. Those words send me over the edge. My body isn't mine. It's yours. Completely. It's the surrender I've been needing since I saw you. Actually, it's been the surrender I've always needed. Period. As we both come, consumed by one another, a loud thunder booms over us, shaking the car and my reality. I hear a small laugh coming from a soothing voice. It's deep, sensual. I instantly feel warm, drunker than I ought to just after a few sips. And why am I all of a sudden flushed? After half an hour of listening to that voice intently, I muster up the courage to lift my head and turn to the sound that is making me feel a bit dizzy. And when I do, I lock eyes. With you. Normally I can't make eye contact longer than 3 seconds, but for some reason, I can't look away. We hold each other's gaze, and for a moment, I know what could be. A small smile slips past your lips, and you slowly approach. I don't look away, and this time, I smile. The smile on my face is a true one, one that doesn't look anything like the forced smile I put on my lips every day. It's a smile that reaches my eyes.